Give me your take. Overall, what do you think?
Well, I think it was very entertaining compared to the economic debate, and I think Rick Perry came out swinging and was able not only to successfully navigate sentences and conjugate verbs, but deliver a punch forcefully.
Yeah, talk about some of those punches. I mean, when he came out and said, you've got illegal immigrants working at your house, that was one of those things that seemed just, you know, even if you don't care about politics, it was personal. It was visceral. It was this, like, I hate you kind of an attack.
Yeah, absolutely. Two things there. One, Mitt Romney has been attacking Rick Perry for a long time on the in-state tuition he gives to children of illegal immigrants here. And that has been a dominant issue in this race. And what Rick Perry was saying there was that Mitt Romney has problems literally in his own backyard there, that this is personal hypocrisy for Mitt Romney. And whatever the answer is on that, Mitt Romney's having to defend himself. And if you're having to defend yourself in politics, you're losing. Two, that was a home game for Mitt Romney. And he spent the entire game playing defense. He might have more skillfully debated, but he was the one shouting rules. He was the one shouting, please let me finish. And he didn't even say please.
Yeah.
He had a bad debate.
Yeah, he's jawboning the refs. You don't win like that.
Exactly. Everyone was trying to lay a glove on him. Rick Perry was the only one landing punches.
When he was making those swings and landing some of those punches, like you say, some of them, you know, didn't hit, obviously, but you're not going to hit all of them. Overall, a much different tone. A lot of the punditry out there had said that, you know, Perry's challenge tonight would be to try to get as much airtime as possible without having it be airtime that was, you know, a moment where he's being attacked. It seems like his team just decided, well, you know what, the way to avoid that is to be on the attack.
I don't think it's that. I think it's that Rick Perry figured out that he can hit pitching in the major leagues. It's tough to be dropped into the middle of a primary and to start going at their pace right away, running for president, going from being basically unchallenged as Texas governor to running for president in a pretty heated primary is a really big jump. That's like going from double-A ball to the major leagues in a pennant race and starting. It took Rick Perry 2 months to get his swing. He's hitting the pitching now, and he's doing fine.
Yeah, it seemed that, you know, with Kane and his poll numbers, you know, looking a lot better than they had been, obviously he becomes sort of an overnight front runner. That Haagen-Dazs black walnut that he talked about always tastes good. I'm not going to be, you know, just a flavor of the month. It seems like he might be, though, after this. It seems like he took a lot of fire from people on his main issue, which is this 999 plan.
Yeah, I'm old enough to remember when Herman Kane was the front runner. And the polls might take 2 weeks to reflect it, but he's done. There was a time late in the debate tonight when Herman Kane came on the screen and we all remembered, oh, yeah, he's still here. Because once they took apart his 999 plan as a new consumption tax that would raise taxes on most people in America, he was done. If there's one thing the Republicans can agree on other than they don't like Obama, it's they really don't like taxes.
Yeah. As far as Perry's strategy of rolling things out. He says, you know, I'm going to get to my tax plan later. I'm going to get to the rest of my economic plan later. At this point in the game, probably smart because a lot of people still aren't paying attention and, you know, you're ramping things up. And, you know, 4 months from now, nobody's going to remember what we saw tonight.
Yeah, yeah. No matter what the environment is, no matter what kind of, you know, Walter Cronkite could rise up from the grave and demand to see his plan, Rick Perry would do it when he's ready. Rick Perry calls his own plays. He's the quarterback on his own team. And it just doesn't matter what the debate schedule is or when people want to see something. Rick Perry's going to come out with it when he's going to come out with it, and that's how he campaigns best.
What do you think overall tonight? How do all the candidates come out? You have the Romney versus the not Romney. A lot of people scrambling around to be the not Romney. The only two people who have the actual money to be, you know, Romney and not Romney, or Romney and Rick Perry, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I didn't think there was a way that Republicans could embarrass themselves more after telling fart jokes and devil jokes last time. But with Michelle Bachmann and Newt Gingrich begging Anderson Cooper for one chance to answer a question at the end, it was, it was the lack of dignity you wouldn't accept in your third grader at home. So, yeah, the race is rapidly at this point becoming a two-man race. And Herman Cain has had his moment in the sun. Black Walnut is being cycled off of the Baskin-Robbins flavor of the month. If he hangs on for two more weeks, I think, at the top of the polls, I'd be surprised.
All right, Jason Stanford's at jasonstanford.org, and Adios Mofo is available for pre-order at amazon.com.
Thanks, Scott.